Right.
Tell me we're allowed. We good? City Council meeting for Tuesday, April 7th, 2020. It's called to order. Invocation by Councilman Jerry Johnson, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Father, we come to you. We thank you for the day you've given us. We thank you for the place you allow us to be, Lord. As we enter Holy Week, Lord, we just thank you. This week represents the rock of the Christian belief and the Christian faith. Because we serve a risen Savior. And we thank you that we live in a country where Easter can be recognized and celebrated. And we thank you for Jesus. He is our Redeemer, Savior, and the forgiveness of our sins through his blood on Calvary. Lord, we lift up our country to you, Lord. Our country is hurting. From the east to the west, from the north to the south. Lord, you tell us in the Bible that if we come together, we recognize you as our living God, we confess our sins, you will be faithful and forgive us of our sins and heal our land. Lord, we have sinned as a country. We save babies and we kill babies and we save trees. We take what's right and make it wrong. We take what's wrong and make it right. Forgive us of our egregious sins, Lord, and heal our country. I lift up our president, President Trump, and his family. I lift up our Vice President Pence and his family. We pray for safety and security for both. We pray for good health. In the Bible, it says over 40 times to be bold and of good courage and to be without fear because you are with us every step of the way. I pray for that boldness and courage from President Trump. The entire world is on his shoulders. We pray for his health. We pray that you will give him the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding to make the right decisions and to do it boldly as he goes forward. Not only to help us overcome this virus, but during the recovery time also. We lift up the President, the Congress and the Senate and the Supreme Court. Bring a spirit of cooperation where they're all working together to get our country through this. Lord, we just lift up our governor, Governor Ivey, and everyone's around her. We ask blessings on her. We pray for give knowledge and understanding to her and as she leads our state and tries to get our state through the recovery. I lift up our city to you, Lord. I pray you have blessed our city, but I pray our city is hurting also. I pray for our mayor. I pray for health and security for Tony. I pray for his family. I pray that they will be kept safe, secure, and healthy, and out of harm's way. I pray for our council. I pray for our employees. Help us to do what we do best, Lord. Whenever things are tough, leadership rises to the top. And we have leaders here, and we have leaders amongst our employees. Because nobody knows this city better than Tony. Lord, I ask that you be with him in every day, every step. Help him make decisions, help him be bold and of courage without fear. To get our city back on track, and then to get our city to where we're ready for recovery. Lift up our small businesses to you. Give them the substance to what they can sustain themselves through this. Lift up all the employees that are unemployed. Lord, I ask that you will provide necessities to them to sustain them during this difficult time. Lift up our senior citizens, our elders, our elderly. Help us, Lord, as healthy people, be their eyes and be their ears and be their voice, that we can provide for them without them having to compromise their health. We are thankful for them and we're blessed by them. We thank you for all the blessings you're going to give us. Our city is not without sin, Lord, and we lift up our city. We ask forgiveness of our sins. We've gone wayward. We ask forgiveness for the sins, and we ask a healing on our city also as we prepare to overcome this through your word and as we prepare to go to recovery mode. Thank you. Father, I just ask that you will help each one of us step forward and show the love of Christ to everyone during this difficult time, even though they may have short tempers and stuff like that. But help us to show what Christ tells us to show. Love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, kindness, faithfulness, generosity, and self-control. We ask these things all in your name, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Talk room, please.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Costa.
Here.
Councilmember Boyd.
Here.
Mayor Kenney.
Here. Jerry, thank you for that. Appreciate it very, very much. Appreciate it. So,
we are thankful for what we have here.
Yeah. It's going to be bad. I'd rather be here
as well
and get through it being bad. Can I take a motion to consider tonight's agenda?
To approve the agenda with four additional items. The first, a resolution authorizing the acquisition of certain property in and around Powerline Road. The second, a resolution declaring certain property a surplus. The third, a resolution authorizing a task order for annual beach monitoring. And the fourth, a resolution authorizing submittal of a grant application.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Consideration of the previous minutes from our work session, our regular council meeting committee hold 3-3-20. No objections, any of the minutes will be waived. The corrections to the minutes. There are no corrections, the minutes stand approved as written. This time we have announcements, but if y'all would, I'd like to go first because I think we're all aware, but I want to recognize the passage of Ronnie F. Callaway, our first mayor, Orange Beach. He passed away on March 9th, 2020. There's a great article in the Islander on 325 issue about Ronnie. But I want to just give just didn't know how much this guy, how accomplished this guy was. He was sharp. He was a veteran, active duty 1950 through 52, as an artillery infantry. I'm assuming it was a Korean War. He graduated in 1957. From the University of Alabama with a physics degree. He worked for Lockheed, Corps of Engineers, and NASA. So our first mayor was a true rocket scientist. So how far have we fallen? So in 1978, he went back and got a degree in civil engineering and surveying and opened his own firm. Also became a realtor and was very successful. Everybody knew him. In 1984, he was elected mayor and served two terms. But before he was elected, he was instrumental in making the incorporation of Orange Beach happen. I mean, there are all kinds of stories about him and guys going door to door to solicit support. So he is the patriarch. He is one of the patriarchs, but if not the patriarch of the city of Orange Beach. He was an accomplished pilot and instructor, very active, loyal member with the Fisherman Baptist Church, Bon Secure. And Lynn Callaway contacted me and gave me a lot of information, so I hope she's watching. Hey, Lynn, very proud to have known your dad, very just don't have the words to say just how much he meant to this city and how much we'll appreciate him for as long as we're around.
That's right.
Okay, any other announcements or thoughts? All righty then. Maybe I'll give just a brief. I know y'all have been around town and y'all are hearing things are not looking good. Our businesses are hurting and suffering in a way that a lot of people don't know yet. A lot of the government help is not going to help a lot of them. It's not going to do one thing for them. As far as I'm concerned, looking at it right now, it doesn't have the appearance, but it's by far worse than the oil spill ever was. By far. If you look at the oil spill, our occupancy was around 38% to 40%, but people could spend money. Restaurants were open. Everybody was out and about. So we had money flowing around the city. We're way under 38% occupancy, and no money is changing hands. Mm-hmm. That's not good. And I'm not talking, and what bothers me is when you talk about the economy, you have those who immediately want to say, well, you're greedy. You're worried about money over. No, not at all. These people aren't worried about making any money. They're just worried about losing their business, closing up, paying the bills. Mm-hmm. And what I have seen is we have some sort of a divide. We have the at-risk population, and there's a lot of different ages, but a lot of the elders have a secure income coming in retirement, Social Security, whatever. So financial security is not an issue for them, but they have the tremendous fear of the virus. Mm-hmm. Very legitimate, very valid. That's why we put the program in place to try to support them. Then on the other hand, we've got the younger crowd who do not have a guaranteed income, who is not necessarily fearful of the virus because they're more fearful of going bankrupt, losing their home, not being able to feed their children. Very valid, absolutely. I would not feel the same way if I don't feel the same. But neither one is right and neither one is wrong. In some way, I hope our leadership somewhere will find a way to bridge that gap. Because going one way or the other, I don't think we come out. I don't know how to fix it. I'm not smart enough. You know. But I do see that divide. And I just hope that those folks on either side will realize the other side has a legitimate concern and a legitimate fear. And it needs to be respected is all that we ask. Respect each other's concerns.
That's right.
But long-term economic consequences could be far worse than the virus if we go to rock bottom. And that's what concerns me. I'm not smart enough to know. But I just want to throw that out there because there's a lot of people hurting right now. A lot of people scared. So let's at least be kind to each other.
Yes.
So, okay, anybody else have any announcements?
I was just going to say that one of our wonderful restaurants in town, Fisher's, is going to be serving for the service industry folks that do not have jobs right now and are unemployed. They're going to have some food for you on Monday, the April 13th. And you can give them a call at 981-7305 to reserve your meal. And each meal will feed four people. So it's wonderful that they've stepped up like they have and are going to help feed some of our unemployed workers.
And a lot of the restaurants, along with the churches, are helping with our elderly mm-hmm. and the in-home programs, taking food, breakfasts. It's amazing how the community has stepped up, and I appreciate it very much.
Just a reminder that Friday is Good Friday, and we also have the city holiday, so basic city services will be closed that day. And also that this Sunday there are a lot of around the island drive-in church services. So if you do attend one of those, it's advised to stay in your car and to just, I think several of them will have tuned-in radio stations. They'll have signs when you pull in, so wherever you decide to go.
Do we have one of the sports plants?
Yes, the Orange Beach United Methodist Church will be having a drive-in service at the Sportsplex, and you'll tune in to 89.3 on your car radio, so you can pull up, set your car, and you'll hear the music and the sermon from Pastor Jim Kinder. So
that's at what time?
That's at 10 o'clock. Yeah, thank you, Ken. It's at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. Just come on out to the Sportsplex and enjoy an Easter service.
The Island Church, are they doing theirs on site? The Island Church will have theirs, I think their regular service times at.
It's going to be on Facebook.
Okay.
Gulf Shores First Baptist does have it at the Gulf Shores Church Service.
Okay. So does St. Thomas with daily masses and Sunday masses.
Okay, good. Anybody think of anybody else?
I know that the Methodist Church is also doing Monday, Thursday celebration, Facebook Live with your family if you want to be around your table to celebrate communion with them. They're doing that as well.
As a sign of how all of us adjust, St. Thomas, all Catholics are encouraged to experience the sacrament of confession before Easter. And for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week at 9 to 10:30, we have drive-through confession. So we all adjust and we all worship.
Yes, that's right. Yes, yes.
Tony, have you had any calls with the governor or anybody to just any end in sight? Like with the president has April 30th as an end? Really, I ask that because the stock market in the last 2 days has just rallied, almost like they know something that we don't know. It just makes no sense whatsoever how strong it's been for 2 days. With the governor of New York kind of saying that they're flattening out or seem to be flattening out, I'm just wondering if maybe that's just a New York thing, the stock market happens to be there. But it would be nice to know if there was a finite something somewhere.
Well, Georgia and Virginia reopened their beaches.
Well, now that's going to be my next question is, is there any way that we can allow condo owners to walk on the beach or to do something and maybe talk to the governor? Because one of the arguments that I'm getting is you can use the trails, you can use the pier, you can use the waterways, but the beach is wide open. And for keep social distancing, would it not be allowed to just let owners walk on the beach? And I think it would give people some relief because that's why they're here.
Are they here? Because they're running.
But the owners that are here is what I'm saying.
The owners that are here,
yeah.
Are they coming into our community?
Well,
coming from other places.
I understand.
And are they?
Well, that is.
That's the big.
That is the exact reason they closed the beaches.
Right.
Was they did not, and I don't know that we subscribed. We had a little bit more moderated view of how we preferred to do it,
right,
and
right.
We did not want to take away private property.
That's right.
We were overruled.
Mm-hmm.
But the entire reason for closing the beaches was to eliminate anyone coming from out of town. They still come.
Sure.
But there would be no reason for them to come if the beaches are closed.
Mm-hmm.
So that is 100% the reason. The concern from those that are concerned from out of town is the minute we open the beach, then we will see an influx of people from all over the country.
And then you recreate, then you create the haves and haves not.
That's right.
So we run into, well, they can still rent. I mean, they can rent.
They certainly
so
can.
We can't control whether it's a renter or an owner.
No, I'm talking about letting the owners walk on the beach.
But see, I don't know how you do that.
I don't either.
That's the whole point. So there would be no way to police it. We have thought through this top to bottom, trying to find a middle ground. How do we find a way to generate revenue without increasing risk, without bringing the contagion here? And it's really hard. It's really hard. But at the point in time, all push comes to shove, the governor makes that decision. And whatever the governor decided, I think we all agree, we will support that. And 100%, that's what we're trying to do. Some I agree with, some I don't. And but that's not the point. I'm not governor. But I respect her and the staff up there for trying to be in a very, almost a no-win situation.
That's right.
Trying our best to understand that. And that's important. Because we have all been in that no-win situation, no matter where you go. But I have no idea. I don't think anybody's willing to say April 30th is a drop-dead date.
I don't either.
My gut feeling would be April 30th would not be a date that everything changes.
Yeah.
If anything, it will be a date that there may be, I would hope that we could loosen some. I would like to see restaurants be able to go to 50% capacity April 30th.
Yes.
I would like to see some of our businesses that are shut down. It's almost like some was culled out
mm-hmm.
and others weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that was by design or by But, you know, I'm going to need a haircut before 8:30. Wow. So, you know, I might get a black market haircut or something. But slow the point being is, you know, they're flat broke, you know, and have no income. So, and they're sole proprietors, so can they get workman's comp or not? And if they can, how long before they get it? So, I think there's middle ground. I'm hoping that we can see middle ground in some way. Any other thoughts? Because now's a good time, because I'm sure this will get around, so we'll put our thoughts out there, you know.
Well, you and I talked about this earlier today. If even we could only be allowed to use the restaurant outside seating with the same social distancing that we're using tonight, that would make a tremendous difference.
I agree.
I think the stock market is responding to the hundreds of thousands of applications for small businesses, and the money's already been dispersed. Hadn't been a one dime that's come down now. But it's been New York, California, you know, and you can kind of.
You're right, but a dime got issued to Alabama. Yeah.
But I think that's where the stock market's been responding, because the money has been flowing. It just has not come to the South.
And it's very frustrating because, you know, we are in that process because we're small business owners.
Yes.
And we do not fit. We can't benefit from it because of not being in business for X amount of time that fits their model. So thus our employees are impacted. So now you're in a struggle. Do you lay them off? Do you go to the bank, borrow money to carry them, not knowing when this is going to reverse, how long you would care? They can actually sometimes make more money on unemployment with now the new add-on than they can at their salary.
I was told by a gentleman Friday afternoon that with both of his reimbursements that he just received is more than his week.
It is. Because it is probably in the $50,000 range is what they're getting. Most don't make 50. I'm afraid they won't come back to work.
Yeah, you know? That's what I asked them. Are they going to come back to work?
Because they don't pay taxes on the $600 extra, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Yes.
So that changes everything. So it's.
And because California sent, 100 beds or ventilator beds or whatever to New York to help them out, does that have an impact? That confidence in people seeing those things? Are masks being multiplied and manufactured? We're seeing all kinds of different companies that are jumping in there making hand sanitizers, finally, and breathing masks and such like that. That I think that kind of builds some confidence. These folks are not without this equipment that is such a special need, you know.
So the other issue, you know, they came out with a PPP plan, the Payroll Protection Plan. So it was money that you're supposed to, if you signed up as a small business, and you showed that they were a employee for that period of time, they were going to send you 8 weeks of payroll. And the plan looks great. But the issue is you have to have a bank to disperse the money. And there's not every bank that they're saying, we got all the banks all on board. In Alabama, there's not one bank that has said that they're going to do it. There's a bank in Dothan, Alabama, that says they may do it.
Right, because most of the banks don't know if they're going to get reimbursed.
Exactly. So,
and I don't even think that they have the paperwork readily available to assist people.
I believe you're right.
I think there's a huge information gap between the SBA and the bank.
Well, there's no one size fits all, and that's the problem.
Right.
There's so many business, small types of small businesses with so many different circumstances that, like I said, we don't fit. It doesn't work for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're essentially shut down, and I don't know how long we're going to shut down. I don't know what we're going to do, but it's very frustrating. I appreciate the employees getting an unemployment check. I really do. But there may be nothing to come back to when that runs out.
When that runs out.
Yeah. And so
we're
Mayor, may I want to just commend our crews working with Coastal Resources on the beach cleaning. I think one of the silver linings is that we've been able to get the beach thoroughly clean and sifted using equipment that normally we can't run very often. So obviously with nobody on the beach, we'll come back to one of the cleanest beaches. Secondly, I think Canal Road contractors working for Aldot are making better progress because there's less traffic. So obviously we're hoping to get as far along with that where we knew there was going to be a date close to Memorial Day. We're going to make some decisions. So we may get much further along with that this summer. And then lastly, I think this last week improved thanks to the police and fire and the education and the patrols on the water that all recreational boaters kind of get it. And I think the islands were not a problem at all. So a lot of positives that we just appreciate people kind of helping us with that.
Last night on the news, they were interviewing Sheriff Hoss Mack about the outlying areas and the private parties and such like that. They said in Orange Beach also, something happened on Ono Island, a huge party get busted or something.
I don't know, but no. I think, remember.
I didn't read.
They did say Orange Beach.
It did say Orange Beach, and I was like, I didn't see anything.
Well, unfortunately, they're throwing Orange Beach in every time they get a chance.
That's what I thought. I thought it was one of those.
Exactly. I don't know what the issue is with the media in Orange Beach. I really don't understand. We're just following the governor's orders, doing what we're asked to do, nothing more, nothing less. So it's real frustrating. I don't understand why. Talking about silver linings, I do know this. I know my neighbors a whole lot better now, and we have the cleanest neighborhood garages in town. Everybody's cleaning their garages. I'm telling you.
It's all on the street, right?
Yeah, it's on the street.
Speaking of that, we are behind a few days on pickup.
That's
on the
what I was going to say. And everybody's got things on the side of the road from their yard work.
That's good.
I was talking to the refuge driver the Monday after our weekend yard cleanings and four or five houses, and he said, I appreciate Mr. Silver's making sure they separate all this stuff because it's easier for us to get. And I can imagine they're behind, he said, because every neighborhood, and this was Monday a week ago, every neighborhood's doing the same thing. I said, well, that was the advice given, and people are heeding it. Now those projects are done. Now they can climb the walls.
That's right.
Yeah. It is important to separate your piles.
That's right.
Well, in the other part, the thrift stores are closed, so they can't donate them.
Yeah.
That's right.
And they're putting it on next door. Someone took pictures and said, free stuff, come to my garage and picture of it. So they're trying to give it away.
It's really been sort of a contradiction in a way, because I'm really, in a way, and I don't know what I'm enjoying, the slower pace, the kids on bikes, not running to practice, and there's lessons, and but at the same time, I don't know how long I can afford the peace and quiet. But really, it isn't. I think we should enjoy the break. It's not here by our fault, but it's here. Yes. I think we should enjoy it, rest up, and get recharged. Because I'm praying that when it comes back strong enough to restore everybody.
So I agree. Yeah.
Okay, let's do business. Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest, some within the budget, and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Any opposed? And Ken, you got a proclamation?
We have a proclamation declaring April 18th as Earth Day in the city of Orange Beach.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, moving to unfinished business under resolution. Resolution authorizing execution of an amended and restated transfer of guaranteed contribution use agreement with the Baldwin County Board of Education for the Performing Arts Building.
Move to postpone consideration to the next council meeting on April 21st, 2020.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Under new business, miscellaneous approval of an outdoor music venue permit for live bait on Beach Boulevard.
Move to approve the permit.
Second.
Discussion. This is an annual thing, but obviously it won't happen until such time it can happen.
So. Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Under resolution awarding the bid for the adult fitness center. That bid has been postponed. And we're going to try to get more bids on it. So. Resolution awarding the bid for Christmas decorations to Winterland per unit pricing.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. I think we only spent $20,000 out of the $50,000 budget, so we saved a lot.
Good.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Thompson Engineering to provide engineering and land surveying services for the evaluation of existing infrastructure analysis planning of additional infrastructure needs in amount not to exceed $48,320.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution authorizing the execution of a grant award agreement with the Alabama Audubon Society for the Alabama Coastal Bird Stewardship Program.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
I have one question. What staff member actually does, or is it several of you that do the reporting?
It's Fallon Baxter.
Who?
Fallon Baxter.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a professional services agreement with McCullough Architecture.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a professional services agreement with Davis Architects for Architectural Engineering Design Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? This is an addition resolution authorizing the city to acquire certain property in and around Powerline Road.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution declaring certain personal property owned by the city of Orange Beach as surplus and unneeded and authorizing the mayor and city clerk to dispose of such property.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with Olson's Associates to perform engineered beach annual monitoring, $48,200.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the submittal of a grant application to the FEMA Port Security Grant Program.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? This is the possibility of getting a new fire boat to replace our
police boat. Yep.
Yeah, that's all we need is a fire boat.
So this is our commitment to 25% of the grant, if 75% comes through the grant.
Our 25% would not pay for a boat the same size we got. This would get us a boat much larger, more versatile, able to run offshore for emergencies and to do things we can't do now for less money, actually.
Yes.
Now, whether we get the grant or not, I don't know. And at the point in time, it may be a year and a half where we have to pay. So hopefully things will be online and that won't be an issue. But we felt like we needed to go ahead and apply either.
Yes, absolutely. Who found this grant?
Chief?
Steve Brown, Chief of Police. This grant was part of the port security outfit out of Mobile, and we have one of our Marine Division members that are going over there and attending the meetings, and they discovered this. Brought it to my attention. Just as a point of information, if we were to replace the current boat we have, which is going to be 20 years before this boat came online,
right?
Just to replace the boat itself with the paint
with no equipment
be over $260,000.
Yeah.
With no electronics, no motors or
that's
anything.
Right.
So
we learned that with the fire boat.
Yeah.
This is an excellent opportunity for we to be approved for the grant.
Yes.
So,
thank you, Steve.
Thank you for looking that up.
Okay. Public hearings.
All
in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. All our public hearings have been rescheduled. Is that correct? Or what is this here?
This is the Robinson Grove final PUD, and then there's also the Cypress Village Courtyard, 6 4 bedroom dwellings, and those were previously for today, but they've been pushed forward to April 21st, and most likely they'll be pushed again into May.
This is very difficult on the builders and developers, obviously, because money's tied up, but at the same time, that we know there's one with a lot of public community questions, and they got to have the opportunity to be here. Now, when I talked with we've talked with the developers, and they were very understanding, even though it's costing them money, but they were very appreciative that we were holding off. So, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Committee of the whole meeting called to order Tuesday, April 7, 2020. Please call the roll.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costa?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kenney?
Here. Previous minutes will be considered for the work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole of 3/17/2020, a special call meeting of 3/20/2020, and a work session of 3/31/2020. Moving to new business under miscellaneous, set a public hearing for Turquoise Place PUD. They're requesting an extension until September 30th, 2021.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
That's on the parking lot, right?
Right. So I've met with them. They have instituted their fee per car over two. They're collecting that. And the plans, from what I understand, are drawn. The HOA has approved to spend just about $12 million. So they would like to get two summers in, this summer and next summer, of fees, and try to get it built and finished by the following summer, 15 months.
Mm-hmm.
We've had no safety incidences with them using the property down there. It's not an eyesore. You can't see it from the road. I do honestly believe they're trying to make something happen, but we know how us large HOA getting everybody on board and spend $12 million is not easy. But they have accomplished that, and they did accomplish it's a fairly stiff daily fee per car over two cars, I think is what it is, an owner's car. So they're really trying hard to make it happen. Personally, I think it is in our best interest to do anything we can do to help them make it happen. Because we do not want cars parking across the street, constantly trying to police that. Because they're going to do it, and they're going to park somewhere. And so if we can get them on the same side of the turquoise in a parking deck, that is really a public safety issue off of our plate. So for those reasons, I was supporting the extension.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's good with y'all, we'll move it forward and see if the public has anything to say about it. Resolution authorizing, I'm sorry, set a public hearing, appeal the decision of the Planning Commission, Dollar General Canal Road for the Broadway Group, 6-16-2020. Y'all good with listening to that appeal? Okay. Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with McCall Architecture, Cultural Resources Department Trail Maintenance Shop and Wildlife Center for $4,500. That is restore that money to pay for all the building and construction. Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with McCullough Architecture. Provide a project manual for utilities department office building not to exceed $4,500. Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with Thompson Engineering. Land survey for the addition of roundabout to the Whiting Canal Road, Wilson Avenue, not to exceed $45,700. And I do want to thank Nick, our new construction overseer manager.
Mm-hmm.
He did a great job negotiating the fees down.
Good.
So
he's a good man.
He is a good man.
Yep. He's going to save us a lot of money.
A lot of money.
But we have got him on every project. And
yes.
So I'm proud. We did a good job. Y'all are great guys. Okay. Anybody got anything y'all want to talk about?
Kim, one other thing. I talked to the mayor about possibly getting a stop sign at Mobile and Lowe. The HOA president and vice president stopped, and I was riding around with Matt Stringer one day, and they stopped and talked. There's an autistic child at the corner next to that, and Matt had put up the speed bump in that same area, but they were request. It's that run kind of corner where Tracy used to live, you know, all the way down.
Yeah, she's still there.
Trying to stop it right there. Well, sorry.
So it stopped. Which street is it stopping?
Rivers River, the other railway track.
We already have one stop sign. We need to put a stop sign on the other street.
Is that's correct.
So we need a four-way stop now.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yep. Mobile and Low.
And HOA did request it, so
they did.
And most of those four-way stop, all do have stop signs. For some reason, that one's just
that
a little
one
bit different.
Well, nobody drives down there anymore.
Yeah.
On the golf course, so.
Yes, there are.
Anything else? Any other thoughts? If it's good with y'all, we talked about whether to continue, but I think this was a great meeting. I'd like to just continue to air it and let people look at it, unless y'all see the reason not to.
I think it's good.
Okay. For those that complain about this meeting, I'm sorry, but business has got to be done. And I'm a believer, I think we all are, that the public has a right to voice their opinion when we do business and be seen. So.
We still have to run the city.
That's right.
This city needs to continue to run.
Yes. I agree.
And that's a sacrifice.
I agree.
And when we serve for public office, that's a sacrifice too. that we chose to do.
So. Thank you, sir. I agree.
And, Mayor, I have to give a shout-out to Brady because he's watching us from Minnesota. So, Brady, hello. Hope you're well up in Minnesota, buddy.
Stay safe, buddy. He's our perpetual Mardi Gras Grand Marshal.
That's right.
All right, well, if there's nothing else, I hear an entertaining motion to move.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, everybody. Thank you, staff.
I have called.